Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in for our time of devotional and prayer. Today will be a little different. I'll share a few things with you all on today. One thing that God has been showing me is hills and valleys. And he's been showing me that since sometime last month. So just one, knowing that we're entering into a season that will consist of hills and valleys, but there are also some other things that God wants to show us in regards to hills and valleys as well. So there will be some seasons where we will be at high points in our life. There will be some seasons this year where we will be at some low points in our life, but making sure that despite whatever season that is, that we are still trusting God, that we are asking him, what are we to learn from whatever it is that he is allowing us to experience, even asking him to prepare us for whatever season that he desires for us to walk in next. One thing that I found very interesting as God was preparing me for this hills and valleys devotion or word that he wants to share with us all. So I won't be going into detail into everything because God hasn't revealed everything to me yet. But one, just knowing that during my time of studying just hills and valleys, I'm not a political person. I don't know much about politics. But apparently, one, we know that in the Bible, it's referenced the city upon a hill, and it comes from the teaching of salt and light in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Well, we also know that a lot of things come from the Bible, but in modern day, they take it to make it what they want it to be. And I didn't know this, maybe you guys knew this, but the hill often refers to the activity of the United States Congress, which consists of the Senate and the House of Representatives. And we know that the Congress works on Capitol Hill. So I found that very interesting considering things that have transpired over the past week or so. So like I mentioned, obviously there will be some seasons of highs and some seasons of lows, and just knowing how we are to navigate through those things in addition to whatever else God wants us to know about things that are coming up. I'm kind of giving y'all some homework. I will pray today though. One thing I want you all to do is read Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 1 through 14, and some of you probably have already read it before. You're probably familiar with the Valley of Dry Bones, but I want you guys to go in with a fresh perspective and just asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you during your time of reading and studying it. And when we do our actual devotion on hills and valleys, I will actually go through Ezekiel chapter 37 as well. So I just wanted to share that with you all. I didn't want to not get on today because I know that we had a break due to the holiday last week, and then also a break for the first week of this month due to the holiday. So just wanted to share what's coming up next with hills and valleys, and wanted to also just cover everyone in prayer on today, and also asking for you all to cover me as I set aside time to dive into whatever God wants to show me in regards to hills and valleys and to share with you all as well. So as always, we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer, just asking if you all could humble your hearts and your mind and assume a posture of prayer, and making sure that you are focused and tuned in and drawing your attention to God and removing any distractions that may be around you for this particular moment. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have given us life, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you've given us breath in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you've given us strength to even wake up and to be here and to be a part of this cause, to be a part of this prayer, oh God, to be in your presence right now, Father, seeking you, oh God, coming to you for a time of intercession, coming to you to submit our prayers and our requests to you, oh God, but also coming to you to pray on behalf of other people, oh God, to pray on behalf of this world, to pray on behalf of whatever it is that you lay on our heart to pray for on this morning, Lord. So I ask, Father, that you will help us not to just pray selfish prayers where we come to you every day, where we come to you every morning, where we come to you throughout the day, just asking for our needs to be met, Father. But I just ask, Lord, that you will just open our minds and our heart and even soften our hearts, Lord, so that we are able to enter into a time of intercession where we are praying for the needs of other people as well, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your covering, oh God. We thank you, Father, for watching over us, oh God. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for being our refuge, our place of safety, oh God. We thank you, Father, for being our shield. We thank you, Father, for shielding us from the fiery darts of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Father, for protecting us from the deadly diseases and pestilence and plagues that are around us, oh God. We thank you for your promises, Lord. We thank you that you are a promise keeper, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have promised to be our armor and our protection, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will help us not to be fearful of what's going on around us, oh God. As we know, Father, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, oh God, but a power of love and a sound mind, Father. I ask, Lord, that you will help us not to be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, oh God, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father. And even though 1,000 may fall at our side, oh God, and 10,000 are dying around us, oh God, we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that all that is going on around us, that it shall not come near us, Father, that COVID shall not come near us, oh God, that any new strands that are coming about, that it does not come near us, oh God. So we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our life, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every person, every loved one, every family member, every friend, oh God, every person that's connected to us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will cover us by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray, Father, that no evil shall come near us, oh God, that no evil shall touch us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, that as you are purging, you're in a season of purging where you're getting rid of wickedness, Father, you're getting rid of evil and things that are not like you, oh God. I just ask, Lord, that you will help us to be able to open our eyes so that we are able to acknowledge our own personal sins, our own personal faults, oh God, the own things that we are doing in our life that's not pleasing to you, oh God, and that you will begin to purge those things away from us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of everything that's going on around us, even us being in a pandemic, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you are drawing us close to you, oh God. You're drawing us closer to you like never before, Father. And I pray, Lord, that we all will heed that, Lord, that we'll all be able to come close to you, Father, come close to you in prayer, come close to you in your word, oh God, confessing our sins, oh God, the things that we've done that have not been pleasing to you, oh God, the things that are contrary to your word. Help us to surrender and submit to you, oh God, and the things that you will call for us to do and not the things that this world is calling for us to do or that this world deems that is right and necessary and okay, that we are able to come to you, Father. I ask, Lord, that you will forgive us for any rebellious spirits that are residing within us, oh God, that you will help us, Father, to truly allow you to search our hearts in this moment, oh God, and reveal to us things that we even need to confess of, oh God, that we need to repent of right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we come before you, oh God, just asking, Lord, that you will change our hearts, that you will give us new hearts, oh God, that you will remove our hearts of stone, oh God, and that you will give us hearts of flesh, oh God, that you will create in us a clean and a pure heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Help us to be more like you, Father. Help us to be images of you, O God. Help us to be imitators of Christ, O God. Help us to be examples. Help us to be lights into this dark world, O God. I ask, Lord, that as you continue to prepare us for whatever season that you will have us to walk in next, whether that be a season of highs or a season of lows, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you will help us to persevere through it, that you will give us patience through it, oh God, that you will help us to praise you through it, oh God, that no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, oh God, that you are with us, Father, that you are by our side, that you are walking in it and through it with us, Lord, that we're not alone, Father. So help us, Lord, to rely on your strength, oh God. Help us, Father, to rely on your guidance, oh God. Help us, Father, to give you all the praise, the glory, the honor, the credit that you are due for every blessing that you pour out into our lives, oh God. Give us testimonies, Father, that we are able to testify of your goodness, oh God, that we're able to testify of your grace, oh God, that we're able to testify of your mercy, oh God, that we're able to testify of your saving grace, oh God, that we're able to testify of your redemption, oh God, that we're able to testify of your deliverance, oh God, that we're able to testify of your faithfulness, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you grant us new mercies each and every day, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will even help us to see you even in the midst of battles, even in the midst of struggles, even in the midst of wrestling seasons, oh God, even in the midst of uncertainty, Father. Help us to know that our faith is in you, oh God, that our hope is in you, oh God, that we're relying and trusting in you, Father, to turn our situations around, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will bring us into remembrance of things that you've done in the past, oh God. And help us to know, Father, that the same God who helped us before, the same God who brought us out before, oh God, the same God who allowed us to experience breakthroughs is the same God who will allow us to experience it even now, oh God. So help us not to forget about who you are, what you're capable of doing, that you are a God of the impossible, that you are a God who promises that all things work together for good. So I ask, Lord, that you will just strengthen us during this time, oh God, that you will build us up, Father, that you will give us each and everything that we need for this next season that you are allowing us to enter into, oh God. Help us not to lose our faith, oh God. Help us not to lose our hope and our trust, Father, but help us to truly be rooted and grounded in your word and who you are, oh God, even reminding us, Father, of who we are in Christ, oh God, the power that you've given us, oh God, the power that you've given us over the enemy, oh God, the authority that you've given us over the enemy, oh God. So I ask, Lord, that you will help us to use the spiritual weapons that you've given us, Lord, helping us to be wise, giving us wisdom, Father, helping us to be able to put on the full armor of God daily, oh God, so that we are not caught by surprise of the attacks of the enemy, oh God, but even allowing us to be able to have time to come to you, Father, to cast down the attacks of the enemy, oh God, to rebuke the enemy and the things and the strategies that he has planned over our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all that you are allowing us to experience in this world. We thank you, Father, that you have everything in your hands, that you are sovereign, that you are in control, Father, that you are the one who appoints leaders, oh God, that you are the one who appoints judges, oh God, that you are the one who appoints princes, oh God. So I ask, Father, that you will help us to trust in you and to trust in your will, Father. I ask, Lord, that you will continue to watch over this nation, that you will continue to watch over this world, Father. I ask for your prayers and your protection over each and every one of us, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will continue to lift up godly leaders, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the ones that you have appointed for such a time as this, oh God, because we know that you have them where you have them for a specific reason and for a specific purpose, oh God. So we pray, Father, for your will to be done. We pray, Father, for your purposes to be fulfilled, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will even give us hearts to continue to cover this nation, to continue to cover this world, to continue to cover our leaders, Father. We ask that you will keep them covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask that you will protect their families and their loved ones as well. We ask, Father, that you will allow them to be able to have a change of heart, for them to be able to put aside their plans that they have, oh God, and to be able to seek you for your plans and the will that you have for them to lead this world, for them to lead this country, for them to be submitted to you, oh God, for them to surrender to you and the things that you have planned for them, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will always help us to be reminded of who our hope lies in, and that is Jesus Christ, oh God, our Savior, the only one who's able to save. And we thank you, Lord, for your Son who you have allowed to die on the cross so that our sins could even be forgiven, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that through him that we have the opportunity to have eternal life, oh God. So I pray right now, Father, for any person who does not know you, any person who has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they will even do that in this moment, that they will come into a relationship with you, oh God, that they will come to know that everything that they stand in need of, that it comes through you, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will allow an increase, Father, for lives and souls to be saved and won for your kingdom, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you're doing a new thing in this world. I ask, Father, that you will help us to seek you for the purpose and the destiny that you have for our lives, oh God. Help us to know that you have a purpose and a plan for us, that there's a reason that you still have us living and breathing, oh God. So help us not to take advantage of that. You've given us all gifts. You've given us all skills and talents, oh God. Help us to operate in the God-given gifts and purposes that you have for us, oh God, so that we're able to do more for you, oh God, that we're able to witness for you, oh God, that we're able to draw people to you, oh God, that we're able to share how you changed and transformed our lives, oh God, so that others may be inspired and drawn to you, and knowing that you are able to do the same thing for them, oh God, that you're even able to do more, Father. So we ask, Lord, that you will continue to bless us and keep us during this week, during the rest of this month, each and every day of our lives, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will continue to watch over us and our family and our loved ones, Lord. Help us to fulfill the assignment that you've given each and every one of us. And for those who don't know what their assignment is, I pray, Lord, that they make it a priority to get before you, oh God, and seek you until you reveal it to them, oh God. We know that as believers that we all have the same purpose, and that is to share the gospel, Lord. And you've allowed us and given us the opportunity for each of us to be able to do that in a very unique way. So we thank you once again. We praise you, oh God. We give your name all the glory and the honor. It is in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you for tuning in. So as I mentioned, prayerfully, the next time that we meet on next Monday, that we will be able to go through what hills and valleys mean as far as what God wants us to know about it as we are entering different seasons in our life and in this world. As always, if you guys have any prayer requests or praise reports, you can always put them in the comments, or you can message them to me or email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. So I hope you all have a blessed, productive, and amazing week. And if you need anything from me, you know how to reach me. Other than that, I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.